Hello and welcome to the Courageousness Podcast with your host, Congressman Jack Kimball. As the representative for California's 54th District, the Courageousness Podcast is my chance to talk to you about the issues that affect our country, as well as introduce you to the important and interesting people of the 54th District. This podcast is unscripted and completely and totally off the cuff. So sit back and enjoy and learn something about America. America is crumbling, my friends. We're done for, and it's our own courts that have let us down. What we need is a Supremer Court. It seems to me that if the courts don't work and you don't get justice that way, you should be able to appeal to the president directly himself and let him rule. The way we have now, Supreme Court, my butt. The president lost by a razor-thin margin. It was tight. This was no landslide. Yeah, votes and all, but, you know, it's the will of the people that's important, not who the people voted for. If you discount California and you throw out Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Minnesota, it is so close. Really close. Trump is actually leading by over 10,000 votes if you just make those couple small changes. Why should only those states count? In a democracy, that's not fair. We're all supposed to get a voice. The only reason that the Democrats got more votes is because more people voted for them. If more people had voted for us, they wouldn't be so high and mighty right now, I'll tell you that. That's why I'm boycotting the Senate election in Georgia. A lot of people don't know that congressmen can vote in any congressional election. It's part of the secret 18 classified amendments that most people don't know about. I'm boycotting Georgia, though, because it's so corrupt. And I'm going to urge right now, if you live in Georgia, if you're a congressman, if you're a former Major League Baseball player, if you're a Mason, if you're one of those people who can vote in the Georgia election, don't. They're Republicans in name only. They haven't had our president's back. There is no point for voting for them. And you're certainly not going to want to vote for the Democrats. So just don't vote. Show them once and for all, we're not going to take it. There's no point in us voting if we're not going to win. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we don't do something, we're losers. I know several brave patriots have supported forming some kind of a union of good, clean, law and order states. And I don't know. I mean, I think maybe a union might be too strong, maybe some kind of a loose confederation. But if we could all stand together, we could really help reclaim this country once and for all. Right now, I think, you know, it's their patriotic duty. So please stay tuned on that, because things are happening fast. Things are happening fast. All right. So right now, America, we're looking right down the barrels of the radical centrism of Joe Biden. Make no mistake about that. This is just what the Refund the Police crowd want. Enjoy saying Merry Christmas while you can this year, America, because by next year, we'll have to hide all the Christmas trees again, hide all the gifts inside stockings so they won't be confiscated by Antifa, la-la-la-la, all that stuff. I can't tell you what a nightmare it is, as we have all those religious symbols all over every courthouse, because can't have a Christmas tree, no, that's Christmas. I'll tell you what's behind this virus and where most people haven't connected the dots. Okay, yeah, it's Chinese virus. We all know that. But why? And that's the part that's been driving me crazy for a while. Why did China do this? You know? And I think I figured it out. The liberals in this country have been after Hasbro forever now because of Monopoly. It teaches capitalism. And we can't have that. Oh, no. But they can't go after Monopoly. It's too big. Going after it directly would just, you know, it would fail. So how do they get Hasbro back? They go after Hasbro's second biggest game, Twister. Okay, think about this. Can't play Twister with the virus going on. Kids, Governor Newsom wouldn't be happy with you playing Twister like that. Why don't you go in your rooms and think about how miserable you are now that the teachers' union has shut down your school? It just makes me sick. Is anybody even playing Twister anymore? Maybe my office needs to host a tournament for Christmas. I'm going to think about this. Stay tuned. Oh, and before you tell me that the Chinese wouldn't be, you know, doing this to get at Hasbro, think about this. If America's mighty board game industry is destroyed, who do you think benefits? Do me a favor. Don't be naive. Educate yourself. And finally, after getting up, I admit a little worked up over some of the stuff in the news today. I wanted to share with you something a little different. I wanted to share with you a Christmas memory I have. Now, most people know me as, tough as nails conservative stalwart played for the Steelers. Stalwart. That's definitely a side of me. But I'm as sentimental and romantic as the next person. And Christmas, Christmas means a lot to me. And as we get closer to Christmas, it's getting harder to find political things that are catching my attention, at least in a positive way. And I find my thoughts turning back to the Christmases of my youth. Those are the Christmases that helped me become the man I am today. And for that, I think we can all be grateful. Many of our Christmas traditions were started by my father. And my father was, and is, a great man. You can be sure that in my house, it was Merry Christmas, sir, with him. If you had wished him happy holidays, he probably would have punched you in the mouth, you know? But he was tough, but he was firm, and he was fair. We grew up not far from a hospital that had a huge children's ward. And every Christmas, some of these poor children would be stuck in the hospital over Christmas time while everybody else was celebrating the joy of the holiday season. My dad would give both my sister and myself $20 each, and we would go out to buy just that special Christmas present, something we really wanted for ourselves. And then we'd take that present home, and we'd take so much care wrapping it. You know, edges were straight. There was ribbon, there were bows, everything to make it look nice. And really, I mean, saying we wrapped it was such an understatement, because we went all out. These presents were like works of art, you know? My mom would bake a fresh batch of her famous Christmas cookies for the big day. And my sister and I would head over Christmas Eve afternoon to the children's wards. And sometimes we'd bring a friend with, but usually it was just the two of us. And we'd greet the children in the ward, and we'd eat the cookies while the sick patients, they did tricks for us. And if a trick was really good, we'd give them a cookie too. If a kid couldn't do a trick and they begged us really hard enough, we'd give them a nutball. I never cared much for those. Powdered sugar, pecans, not the best cookie. But then we'd sit down with all the kids around us and we'd open our gifts. Even though we knew what we were getting ahead of time, just seeing all those sick kids who were all jealous made it that much better. We'd play with our toys for a while, up until my dad came back from the local tavern to pick us up. Sometimes the kids would complain and the nurses would kick us out. But my dad would come in, and a lot of times he'd pretend to take another kid home by mistake, as my sister and I, we would scream after him, "Dad! Dad!" And one of the parents would be terrified, wondering who the strange man was walking off with him. Oh, man. Those were simpler times. But I'm glad I got to spend my Christmases with those less fortunate than myself. not really having a daughter or son of my own that I claim. I don't get to do this now, but I also don't know that a children's hospital would put up with the stuff we pulled in today's more cautious age. But it meant a lot to me, and I hope it means something to you. I will definitely be back before Christmas. I'll be back next weekend. But in the meantime, try to remember those early traditions and what they mean. Have a Merry Christmas, and stay free, America. Stay free.